My name's Michelle Owu. I'm carrying out this interview today on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date is the 4th of August 2009 and the time is now 1:31 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name is Terry Hatt. I come from Cambridge. I'm 74, old enough to know better.
Describe what you're wearing for me, please.
Red, white and blue, all the way from the top to the bottom.
Tell me a bit more about that. Why are you dressed like this? Do you always dress like this?
Today's a special day. It's the Queen Mum's birthday. If she'd been alive today, she'd have been 109. I always call in and show respects and drop a few flowers and a card. She's always had great memories for me, and she was a real queen.
When did you first meet her?
I met the Queen Mum when I was about 4 years old during the Blitz, during the war. They came round to different bomb sites to reassure people that they weren't leaving the country. And that really went down well, people all over North London. And not forgetting East London, but end of the day, we were losing at the time, and it brought hope to everybody, and we all felt better for it, even as a kid. My parents always told me how brave they were.
And what does she mean to you?
The Queen Mum, as I grew older, I was inquisitive. After serving my time in the army, I decided to have a look at some of the royal events, and some of it I liked. I had to wait a long, long time for retirement, but when I did retire, I decided to make an issue out of all the events. So I used to go to a birthday party at Clarence House every year, and I used to camp outside there 2 or 3 nights to get a good place. And I always got that good place because she always came to me first, because I was always first in the queue. And I think even the royal family know I haven't got royal blood. I think they count me as one of their own. I'm sure one day she might even adopt me. But for me, they stand for something and I look up to them. And for me, they'll always be in England. Nice way of putting it.
What are you going to do with your hour on the plinth today?
The first thing I'm going to do is put red, white and blue flags around so that everybody can see where I come from, and I'm obviously dressed up red, white and blue. At the same time, I believe in this in a different way. I think the plinth today is a good one. Nelson Column is above, I'm down below. And I'm sure Nelson will be proud of what I should be doing. I should be calling out to pensioners down below, what do we want? We're talking about the everyday things that we do need, and we're talking about toilets, post office, parking at hospitals, all the things that have been taken away gradually, and they want us to pay every penny for it. It's become a business. And at the same time, because I'm involved with pensioners, I take them out and about in the minibus. And that is a real good thing, because I take people out who don't go out. At the same time, I believe in people's rights, so we'll be campaigning today for our rights. And we're talking about a decent pension. We're talking about a decent pension for us and the people to come. And I think, you know, we need to all get together and support each other.
Tell a bit more about the pensions. What really concerns you about the pension?
Well, you get some well off and you get some worse off. I actually go on the streets of London and I take food. And if I've got a few bob, I'll give them a few bob. I see lots of people on the streets of London, especially around Trafalgar Square, Charing Cross. And I'm seeing older generation. And that is sad, because where they lose track is if they lose each other's partners, they seem to lose their way in life. And if they haven't got a family around them, that's worse still. I don't feel sorry for everybody. There's good and bad, and I actually look after the good people. I've got pensioners who knit blankets, and I think that's fantastic. And as I say, the little bit I do and the help I get from other people is good. And if everybody done a little bit more, I think that would help me go out.
Do you remember how you heard about what was going on at the plinth?
Yeah. I seem to be everywhere. Though I live in Cambridge, I belong to the Greater London Pensioners. I've been with them 25 years. And I actually campaign with them. Because I campaign with them, that brings me under the umbrella of London. So I'm involved with Boris Johnson, Parliament. I get involved because I'm interested enough and find the time to do it. But I like going to City Hall. I think it's a fantastic building. And two mayors, or the three mayors over the years, have always looked after us and cared for us. And they're doing a great job. Everybody can knock everybody else, but they do a good job behind the scenes.
What do the Greater London Pensioners do when they get together?
The Greater London Pensioners campaign for all sorts of things. For years, we campaigned for free travel. That freedom pass didn't just come out of the blue, I tell you that. At the same time, that's going on for 25 years, aren't they? But St Bart's Hospital, we campaigned for that with doctors and everybody else, and we won that.
What were you doing at Bart's? Sorry.
In Bart's Hospital, I'm one of 12 in my family, so I was a baby in and out of St Bart's when I lived in London. And my mum and dad always told me it's a great hospital, they looked after you all. And when they were in trouble, I joined in with the doctors and nurses. Simple reason is that I've had open heart surgery and I've been in and out 6 times at least. Without the NHS, I wouldn't even be here. So it was worth spending time for Barts, and it's a victory for Barts.
So you grew up in London?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I came from a place called the Archway, Highgate. It's the rich at the top of the yacht and the poor down the bottom. But I was quite happy as a youngster. We struggled through life. We started working early, paper rounds, all sorts of things. But we had the right values. My parents struggled through life. I learnt a lot off them. And I've always made it because I've always been prepared to work. And I brought my kids up the way I was brought up, and I look at them today and I'm very pleased with them. Now we've got grandchildren and we all live together, and that's great. So every day for me is a bonus.
The whole family lives together?
Yep. I sold up the house and we joined in together. We got a bungalow with myself, my wife, my son, my daughter, her husband. We've got 3 children, lovely, and I've got 2 dogs. So what more could I want for? So all I'm doing really is, what I've got is excellent, really, what I've got. Not everybody will have what I've got, but I believe in trying to help others in my own way. And the only way I know how to do it is to go out and help them.
You mentioned earlier on that you we're seeing older homeless people around London. What kind of age range are you talking?
Well, again, you see real youngsters out there. The trouble is they come into London thinking they're going to get a job, and it just bounces back at them. They spend their money and then they end up on the streets.
But the older people, you said?
And the older people, they seem to end up on the streets when they lose their partners, or they end up can't meet their rents. Some people can't look after themselves without their partner.
Do you talk to them about it?
I often talk to people. They like where I come from because I'm on their own ground. Sometimes I sleep in a box. I sometimes end up in Charing Cross Police Station. But I'm not a criminal. But at the
Why
same
do you end up in the police station?
Well, we're obstructing the pavements and things like that. They don't always like people laying about on the pavement. But where else can you go? In the shop doorway, anywhere. It's very hard on the streets today. I don't know how people survive.
You mentioned you'd served in the army. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. I served an apprenticeship as carpenter joiner, so I went in late. I went in when I was 20 years old, and I ended up, first I went to Aldershot, and the Suez crisis broke out, and they really looked for troops trained well within 6 weeks. I think it's 6 to 8 weeks square bashing. And we didn't even know where we were going. But end of the day, I got caught up with the Parachute Regiment, Ordnance Corps. It was a real mixture. But as long as we could handle our rifle, that's all they were interested in. I went in for 18 months as National Service. I didn't volunteer, and I ended up doing 2 years. But I look back, I didn't really need the training in the army. I was already trained. I was streetwise. I could look after myself. But some of the people I met really needed looking after. So, you know, I didn't really enjoy the army as such, but as a volunteer, I served my service.
Just going back to the Queen and the Queen Mother, who else have you met from the royal family?
All of them. Recently, a couple of years ago, because I used to sleep on the bench outside Windsor, and I think they used to like me there. And at the same time, I think they felt sorry for me. But I was approached to join and become a member of the chapel. So I did, and they honourably gave me a badge that lets me in the gate of Windsor anytime I'm over there at appropriate times. And it's lovely just to go to the church and have a walk around the gardens. I feel like being at home. But as I say, for me, it's a privilege. Everything to me is a privilege because people don't go to these places every day.
What's your fondest memory of the Queen, Mum?
I've had so many memories of her.
I'm sure.
I've had some beaming smiles from her. And she chats away. And I'm a bit hard in hearing myself, so was she. But I thought she was lovely and gracious. And, you know, what more can you say about a queen?
So what were you doing on the bench outside Windsor?
The whole idea of me being on the bench outside Windsor to be one of the first to go in. I was always one of the first to go in because being retired, cold or whatever, it doesn't worry me. I'm quite able to sleep rough anyway. But I meet lots of friends. You know, I've made lots and lots of friends within, like, the public who's supporters of the royal family. Again, it's a privilege to be with them.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I always say I'm pretty easygoing. My wife says, yeah. But going by me as a person, I would think I was thoughtful, loving. I always give my wife a kiss first thing in the morning. And as I say, we've been together 47 years. So, you know, apart from courting days, I suppose over 50. So, you know, relationship for me is bloomed and it's still the same for me.
Lovely, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. I think I've said enough.
Thank you very much.